USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A black Texas woman is dead after a white Fort Worth police officer shoots her in her own home on Saturday. The officer was investigating after a neighbor called and reported that a door was open at the woman's home. That neighbor now says he's sorry he ever made the call. Police have also now disclosed there was somebody else in the room when that 28-year-old woman was shot.
An 8-year-old male, Miss Jefferson's nephew, was inside the room during this time.
A lawyer for the family of 28-year-old victim Tatiana Jefferson says the fact that they use deadly force in that situation is absurd. Emergency officials in New Orleans say they'll work as long as it takes to find a man they think may still be alive underneath the debris from the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel, part of it coming down on Saturday, killing two workers and trapping that third. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, women entrepreneurs are poised to end 2019 on a high note, with 84% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth. Future revenue projections and expansion plans have reached four-year highs and are stronger among women business owners than their male counterparts. Bank of America executive Sharon Miller shares her perspectives on the research.
Women business owners see a bright future for their businesses, anticipating revenue growth and expansion opportunities in the year ahead. However, there is still work to be done, as many say work-life balance, access to capital, and pay equality remain issues. They identified having more women in powerful positions of influence as a factor that could help pave the way for the next generation of women entrepreneurs. At Bank of America, we intend to do our part by providing the opportunities and resources women need to help launch and grow their businesses.
For more information about the Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, visit bankofamerica.com.
There's strong bipartisan support for new strong sanctions on Turkey because of its incursion into Syria. Republican Representative Liz Cheney.
I think it's crucially important for the Turks to understand that there is broad bipartisan support here in Washington, D.C., that they've got to stop this incursion. We've got to be in a situation where we are very focused on the over five dozen, it seems, high-value ISIS prisoners. We do not want them to return. We do not want a resurgence of ISIS. President Trump's actions to defeat the caliphate were very important. But we've got to recognize the importance of making sure that we maintain our presence there.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. Well, today is a federal holiday, Columbus Day. Most federal offices, banks, and post offices are closed because of it. A number of cities and states are celebrating it as Indigenous Peoples Day, honoring Native Americans killed during European colonialism. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sesame Street is taking on addictions like the opioid epidemic from a child's perspective. USA's John Clemens reports.
My mom needs help learning to take better care of herself, so she talks to people with the same problem.
That's the character of Carly as she explains why she was in foster care, because her mom couldn't take care of her, but is now attending meetings to help her with her addiction. Carly goes on to explain she, too, is attending meetings.
I go to a special kids-only meeting. Our parents all have the same problem.
The issue of addiction is part of the Sesame Street and Communities Project. I'm John Clemens.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is preparing to face a Republican challenger in a runoff election. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Democrat Bel Edwards received 46% of the vote in the Saturday balloting, but he needed to exceed 50% to avoid a runoff in November.
I'm excited because tonight we are one step closer to four more years of moving Louisiana forward.
Bel Edwards will now face Republican Eddie Rasponi in that runoff. Rasponi, a Baton Rouge businessman. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.